الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، حياكم الله جميعا. بإذن الله تعالى in the next hour or so we will be looking at an important topic, a topic that applies to every single one of us as it relates to one's parents. And the topic is the ill effects, or 10 ill effects, 10 ramifications as it relates to being undutiful to one's parents. We will split, inshallah, today's session into four parts. The first part will be the definition of al-uquq, being undutiful and cutting ties, linguistically. Secondly, the definition according to the statements of the ulama after extrapolation from the Quran and the Sunnah. And thirdly, some points of reflection from some of the kalam of the imma as it relates to being undutiful to one's parents. And the fourth will be the heart of today's discussion, and that is mentioning 10 from the many ramifications of being undutiful to one's parents. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Worship Allah alone and do not associate partners with Him, and be dutiful and good to your parents. After mentioning His right, subhanahu wa ta'ala, of a tawheed al-uluhiyyah, of worshipping Him alone without any partners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the rights of the parents, which we are all aware of, which no doubt necessitates the status of the parents being high. And likewise, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith, which was narrated by Abi Bakra, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِأَكْبَرِ الْكَبَائِرِ. Shall I not inform you, meaning I will inform you, of the most gravest and severest of sins, from the major sins? قَالُوا بَلَا. As it is from the daydana and the norm of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they want ilm. They want to know that which is evil so they can stay away from it. So they said, Bala, tell us, O Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala al-ishraku billah, associating partners with Allah, wa uquq al-walidain, and that is cutting ties with your parents, mother and father, or being undutiful to your parents, mother and father. And one may ask, where is the rights of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In that Allah mentioned his rights and then straight away mentioned the rights of the parents. No doubt this shows the importance of being dutiful to one's parents. But what about the rights of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you may ask? Well, the answer is, who can tell me? Ishaq. Naam, by being dutiful or by worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And by obeying Allah, you obey the Rasul. You obey the Sunnah, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that which he has commanded, because that is in obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's incorporated in وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا, and it's incorporated in الْإِشْرَاكُ بِاللَّهِ. Aynam. So the status of the parents is high, and the uquq, cutting ties, is from the major sins. The linguistic meaning of al-uqd, yani cutting ties, is al-qat' wa-shaq. Al-qat' wa-shaq. And that is to sever and to rip. To sever and to rip. Like that. Shaq. And that is a linguistic meaning of al-uqd, yani being undutiful. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 22 or 27, I believe, where He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, those, the example of those who broke their covenant with Allah, min ba'di mithaqi, after ratifying it, agreeing to it, ويقطعون, and then they sever that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told them to keep in, to connect with, to keep ties with. And this is al-qat'a. And this is what? Al-qat'a, which is the linguistic meaning of al-uq or uquq. Qatada rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that is al-rahm wal-quraba, cutting the ties of kinship and relatives. And likewise, Ismail al-Suddi said the same. The ones who do not do that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, that they are indeed the ones at loss. خَاسِرُونَ. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he mentioned a fa'ida as it relates to the mentioning of certain wordings in the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, كُلُّ شَيْءٍ نَسَبَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ مِنْ إِسْمٍ خَاسِرٍ أَوْ مُسْرِفٍ أَوْ ظَالِمٍ وَفَاسِقٍ فَإِنَّمَا يَعْنِ بِهِ الْكُفْرُ. And that is anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ascribes to the non-Muslims other than the people of Islam from loss or waste or oppression or wretchedness, that which it means is disbelief. وَمَا نَسَبَهُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنَّمَا يَعْنِ بِهِ الذَّنْبِ. But when it's ascribed to the Muslims being losers, it means sins other than shirk. So this affair is serious, that the person who cuts ties with their parents is at loss. They've fallen into major sins. As for the meaning of al-uquq, lil-walidain, being undutiful to one's parents or severing ties with one's parents, as it relates to the istilah, meaning the statements of the scholars of the sunnah who have taken its meaning from the Quran and the sunnah, I'm going to mention a few. Number one is mentioned by one of the ulama of tafsir, Al-Qurtubi, who was also a muhaddith, rahimullah. He says, uququl walidain, severing ties with one's parents, ay mukhalafatuhuma fi aghradihima al-ja'izati lahuma. And that is opposing that which that they desire, that is permissible for them. This is the definition he mentioned of being undutiful to your parents. What about the one that speaks ill to their parents? This is just not fulfilling that which they desire. That's considered, the person is falling into severing ties and being undutiful. And of course we know, لا معصية أو لا طاعة للمخلوق في معصية الخالق. We know that principle, that we do not obey the creation at the expense in disobeying the Creator. But even when our parents command us with something that is of disobedience, we still have to speak to them with gentle speech. Ya abati, la ta'budish shaytan. What did Ibrahim say to his father? Ya Abati, oh my dear father. Yani respected father, the one that I am dutiful to. Do not worship the shaitan. Inna shaitana kana lirahmani asiyya. Do not worship shaitan, oh my father. Because verily, shaitan is disobedient to the most merciful. And this is his father who was a mushrik. And he spoke to him with good etiquette and manners. Ya abati. Not oy you. Ya ant. Not calling him by his name. As some of the ulama of the Salaf considered that from being severing ties or being undutiful to your parents by calling them by their names, which we'll see soon, inshallah. So na'am, that which they desire, that is permissible. We fulfill them as long as it's not in the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the ulama of hadith, the second is Ibn Salah. Ibn Salah, rahmatullahi alayhi, regarding the definition of being undutiful to your parents, he first of all mentioned al-uquq al-muharram, the severing of ties that is impermissible, haram, kullu fi'lin, every action, yata'adha bihi al-walid, every action that your father is harmed by, aw nahwihi, ta'dhiyan, aw ta'dhiyan, laysa bihayyin, ta'dhiyan, laysa bihayyin, with a harm that is not light. Barakallahu feekum. Ma'a kawnihi laysa min al-af'al al-wajiba. That even if your father, that which you harmed him, it may not be from the affairs that are obligatory, that you didn't do or so forth. It's something that perhaps in its origin, in the Sharia, it's not wajib, it's not obligatory. But you harm your father with that act, this is considered severing the ties and being undutiful. Number three, Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, rahimullahu ta'ala, he says, وَالْعُقُوقُ مُشْتَقُ مِنَ الْعُقُ وَهُوَ الْقَطِعُ وَالْمُرَادُ بِهِ صُدُورُ مَا يَتَأَذَّ بِهِ الْوَالِدُ مِنْ وَلَدِهِ مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ فِعْلٍ إِلَّا فِي شِرْكٍ أَوْ مَعْصِيَةٍ. Where he said, rahimahullah, that which is intended by being undutiful to one's parents is that which comes from the son with harm upon his father. And no doubt this includes the mother, more so, from his statement, speech, his action, that which he does to them, that how he reacts to them. Illa fi shirk, except for shirk. Does not obey his parents in associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in ma'siya, or sins. Ibn Hajar al-Makki, number four. Ibn Hajar al-Makki, rahimullahu ta'ala, yaqul, al-uquq an yahsula lahuma aw li ahadihima إذا أن ليس بحي عرفا. عرفا is the ziyada here. He said that severing the ties or being undutiful to one's parents is that which happens to them from you or from the child, to one of them or both of them, from harm which is not light and it's known as harm according to normal practice. Any urf, according to normal practice. Meaning that in the Somali culture, there are certain things that are considered disrespectful to your parents, as long as it's not in opposition to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have to make sure you stay away from those affairs. And in the culture of those from Pakistan, for example, the urf, the normal practice, that which is known in the culture that is disrespectful to your father or your mother, you stay away from it. Of course, as long as it's not in the opposition to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Africa, all the other cultures. So it's important to know your culture when you're dealing with your parents. And it's important to know the culture of your wife's parents or your husband's parents, so you deal with them accordingly. Because as it relates to al-uquq and severing ties or being dutiful, there isn't a specific mention in the Book of Allah in detail as it relates to its meaning or categorizing it and so forth. But rather the effects have been mentioned. And this is from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the khalq, because people have different customs. An example of this is the question that many ask regarding traveling and shortening the prayers and so forth. Yani, what does traveling constitute? There isn't a specific timeline in the Book of Allah or the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the ulama of the Sunnah have mentioned that the principle is, when there isn't something that is specifically mentioned in that respect, we go back to the urf. We go back to the norm. So for example, my brothers here in Birmingham, that which is considered traveling to the people of Birmingham, you apply the ruling of shortening your prayers and so forth. So for example, Wolverhampton, is that considered traveling, ya ikhwah? Who's from Birmingham here? Is that considered traveling? Wolverhampton? No. Anybody else? Does anyone oppose him here? It's traveling. Okay, so we have one here who says it's not traveling, and another says it's traveling. Ikhtalaf al-ulama. Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimullah ta'ala, he said, you take the ahwat. When you're differing in urf, you take the safest option. And that is, don't shorten your prayer. Fahimt? So هذا راجح يعني تقريبا يعني. So you don't shorten your prayer على أحوط. But if it's something which is known عرفاً, فهمت موني؟ أينام. It's the hukum is taken from that, and that's the leeway that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed. Likewise, being undutiful to your parents comes under that qabil, as I've literally summarized from the statement of Muhammad ibn Saleh al-Allama ibn Thaymin rahimahullah ta'ala in his sharh of Riyadh al-Salihin. In his sharh of Riyadh al-Salihin as it relates to the being dutiful to one's parents. After that, I want to mention some statements from one from the companion and one from the tabi'in regarding severing ties of one's parents or being undutiful to them. And likewise, I mentioned the kalam of Ibn Qayyim, which is hulu, come on. Ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who was from the Abadila, from the young companions that are called Abdullah, as he's categorized by the ulama of hadith, qala buka'u al-walidayni min al-uquq wal-kabair. Buka'u al-walidayni min al-uquq wal-kabair. Your parents crying, the tears of your parents, the tears of your mother and father is considered from being undutiful to them, if you're the cause of it. Due to your ill treatment of your parents, the tears that drop from the eyes of your mother and your father, or your father, is considered from acts of being undutiful to your parents, and it's from the major sins. And likewise, we have a statement from Tawus ibn Kaysan. Tawus, and Tawus is meaning it's a peacock, yeah? But he was known because peacock has many feathers, right? So he's known as Tawus because of his ilm. He had a lot of knowledge. So Tawus ibn Kaysan, rahimullahu ta'ala, qal min as-sunnah. Isma'u. من السنة أن يوقر أربعة. that from the sunnah is to honor four categories of people. Al-alim, the scholar, number one. The scholar of the sunnah. Wadhu shayba, the older uncles, the elderly. Number three, was sultan, the ruler. And number four, al-walid, and the father. And no doubt that includes who? The mother by default. Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala yaqul regarding keeping ties of kinship. He said, "Laysa min silati rahim tarkul quraba tahliku jaw'an wa atasha wa urya." He said that it is not from keeping ties with kinship, meaning it's from severing ties from kinship. The one that leaves his family members to suffer, to starve. You have money and your family members are starving. This is from severing ties of kinship. Umum and your relatives, and especially your mother and your father. And tahliku, on tahlika jo'an, out of hunger. Wa athashan, of thirst. Oh, Uriyan, oh, they don't have any clothing. They're unclothed. Your mother and father have clothes that are ripped, torn, and you're every day with a new garment. This is from uquq. This is from severing the ties and being undutiful to one's parents. So the khulasa is that the ulama have mentioned various different meanings of al-uquq and severing ties with your parents and being undutiful to them. This is ikhtilaf al-tanawwu', la ikhtilaf al-dad. It's just differences in explanations that we all can benefit from and reflect upon when we study these 10 ramifications and ill effects of being undutiful to one's parents. But there's one thing also I forgot to mention. And that is that we have predicaments and situations where family members have severed ties with you. Sahih Allah? They've distanced themselves from you. What is your response? Let's listen to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, another from the Abadila, Abdullah ibn Amr. How many have we mentioned so far? Two. Abdullah ibn Amr radiyallahu anhuma. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa laysa al-wasilu bil mukafi. That the one who gives back to those who keep ties with them, that's not the person keeping ties with their kinship. Walakin al-wasil, but the true individual that's keeping ties with kinship, idha quti'at rahimahu wasalaha, because he's connected already, sahih Allah. But if a family member cuts off from you, you make every effort to reconnect. This is the wasil. This is the person who is truly keeping ties with kinship. The final section, my dear beloved brothers, contains the 10 ways that I've collected from the statements of ulama as it relates to the ramifications, ill effects of severing ties and being undutiful to one's parents. Number one, it's taken from the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who's from the Abadila as well. So that's how many now? Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qal, ثلاث آيات نزلت مقرونة بثلاث لا تقبل منها واحدة بغير قرينتها. لا تقبل واحدة يعني منها بغير قرينتها. He said there are three verses in the book of Allah that are connected with three other elements within those verses. Each one of these will not be accepted except the one that is mentioned in the same sequence has been implemented. Antumai? So there are three verses. Let's deal with the first verse, inshallah, and we understand the murad. Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. Number one. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, obey Allah and obey the messenger. فَمَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُطِعَ الرَّسُولِ لَمْ يُقْبَلْ مِنْهُ. He said, Ibn Abbas, obey Allah and obey the messenger. So therefore, in this verse, the mentioning of obeying Allah is in the same sequence as obeying the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, the one that does not obey the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has not obeyed Allah. Antumai? So that's number one. Number two, wa aqimu salah wa atu zakah. He says, radiyallahu anhuma, and establish the prayer and give the zakat that is obligatory upon you. So the one that does not do zakat, his salah is not accepted. The one that rejects the zakat, like in the time of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Ahl Riddah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, aynam, the salah is not accepted. Wa thalith, and the third, anishkurli wali walidayi. And that you are grateful to him, Allah, and grateful to your parents, grateful to your parents, and grateful for your parents that Allah has provided you. So therefore, the one that is not grateful to their parents, dutiful to their parents, is not grateful to Allah. So that's the ramifications of the one that severs ties with their parents. That they are not grateful to Allah. Allah has mentioned it in the same sequence. To show that without this one, the first one is not accepted. And to my, may Allah protect us. And this is similar to the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حيث قال رضا الله في رضا الوالدين وسخط الله وسخط الله في سخط الوالدين. That pleasing Allah is connected to pleasing your parents, and angering your parents is connected to angering Allah. So that's a huge, in fact, the pinnacle of ramifications. That the person gets the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's not being grateful, he's not shakir. And that which comes from the fruits of shukr, he's devoid of it. Sufyan ibn Uyayna, rahimullahu ta'ala, yaqul, min tariqi نصير بن يحيى قال من صلى الصلوات الخمس فقد شكر الله. Whoever prays the five prayers has been grateful to Allah. ومن دعا للوالدين أدبار الصلوات فقد شكر للوالدين. That the one who makes dua for his parents at the end of the salah, before the taslim, is being grateful to his parents. Every single one of us, when was the last time we made dua for our parents? Muslim or non-Muslim? For those whose parents are non-Muslim, when was the last time you made dua for Allah to guide them to Tawheed? Because this is the pinnacle of being dutiful to your parents. It's calling them to Tawheed, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to Islam. Number two. Min uquq, that which is from the ramifications of uquba, the ramifications and ill effects of severing ties and being undutiful to one's parents, is the person deserves the la'an from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa yadu billah. That the person deserves the la'an, the curse from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, the meaning of that, Allah yub'idu an rahmatih. Allah will distance him from his mercy. Aynam. The one who severs ties with their parents. And this is mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas. If you notice, a lot of the narrations are from the younger companions. The narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas again. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma qala, qala an-nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mal'unun man sabba abahu mal'unun man sabba ummahu. Cursed he is, the one that abuses his father. Cursed he is, the one that abuses his mother. And in another narration again, an Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala, anhuma, wal'ana Allah man sabba walidayh. And Allah curses the one that abuses his parents. And in another narration, in At-Tabarani, authenticated by Imam Al-Albani, rahimullah, in the Mustadrak of Al-Hakim, مَلْعُونُ مَنْ أَقَّ وَالِدَيْهِ. Cursed is he who severs the ties with his parents and is undutiful to his parents. And likewise, we have this hadith, Barakallahu Fikum. I want to mention and Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiyallahu ta'ala an anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala inna Allah harrama alaykum uquq al-ummahat. In this hadith alladhi rawahu al-Bukhari, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily Allah has made it impermissible to be undutiful to your mothers. I've mentioned this because it's an important point that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam specified here the mother. Hafidh ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimullah, he said, قِيلَ خَصَّ أو خُصَّ الْأُمَّهَاتِ أو خَصَّ الْأُمَّهَاتِ بِالذِّكْرِ لِأَنَّ الْعُقُوقَ إِلَيْهِمْ نَأَسْرَعُ مِنَ الْأَبَاءِ لِضَعْفِ النِّسَاءِ وَلْيُنَبِّهِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ بِرَّ الْأُمِّ مُقَدَّمٌ عَلَىٰ بِرِّ الْأَبِّ فِي تَلَطُّفِي وَالْحُنُّوِي وَنَحْوِ ذَلِكَ. He mentions in Fathul Bari, volume number 5, page number 68, for reference. He says that in this hadith of Al-Mughira ibn Shu'bah radiallahu an, it is said that the mother was mentioned specifically here because it is easy to be undutiful to the mother. The first one, that a child that is ill, or a child that is indeed a disobedient child, the first port of being undutiful is to the mother. Why? لِأَنَ الْأُقُوقَ إِلَيْهِنَّ أَسْرَأَوْ مِنَ الْأَبْ لِضَعْفِ النِّسَاءِ. Because of the kindness of the mother. The softness of the mother when you want to ask something, you're going to go to your mom first. Because you believe, inshallah, that perhaps you say yes before your father. Yes or no? Because of the kindness and the softness that the mom has for the child. Just have a look, those who are married. Just take some time and have a look at your wife looking at her children. Just look at her eyes. Just watch her face. And see, the mother does not eat until the child has eaten. But you're going to eat. May Allah forgive us. But the mother wouldn't eat until the child has put the first chunk in their mouth. But that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the mother here. Because be careful to abuse that kindness. Woe be unto you to abuse that talatuf, that softness that Allah has blessed the mother with. So when we are reflecting upon all of the coming points, think of your mother first, and then your mother secondly, and then your mother thirdly, and then your who? Your father. Number three, from the ramifications and ill effects of being undutiful to your mother and father is that the one that does so, there's ta'jeel al-uquba. The punishment for them will be hastened in the dunya qabla al-akhirah. The punishment for them will be hastened in the dunya. Not wait, there will be no wait period. It will be hastened for them in the dunya, the punishment, the retribution. In the dunya qabla al-akhirah, before the hereafter. Based upon the hadith of Abi Bakr, and Abi Bakr is from the young companions again. But not from the Abadillah. His name is Nufay. But he's from the young companions, Abu Bakr. Radiallahu an, qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ithnatani yu'ajjiluhuma Allahu fi dunya. There are two categories of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hasten their punishment in the dunya. Number one, al-baghi. The oppressor, the transgressor. وَالْعُقُوقِ الْوَالِدَيْنِ And the one who severed ties with his parents, with his mother and his father is undutiful to them. And the frightening element is that the one who does that falls into both categories. And likewise in the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu an, which has been authenticated by Imam al-Albani rahimullah, babani muajjalani uqubatuhuma fi dunya al-baghi wal-uquq. Two chapters or two doors, two gateways, that retribution will be hastened. Two gateways that retribution will be hastened. Gateway number one, transgression and oppression. Gateway number two, al-uquq, severing ties of kinship with your parents. And one may say, yesterday we studied al-jaza'u min jins al-amal, sahih? And we said, la'adhab al-akhirah ish? Akbar. Yes or no? We said that the punishment of the hereafter is indeed more severe. And yesterday we studied that the person who received the retribution here is better for them to receive it in the dunya, sahihullah, than the akhirah. The person who is undutiful to their parents gets that retribution in the dunya and the akhirah. Based upon the hadith of Abi Bakr again, Abi Bakr with Kaf, radiyallahu ta'ala, and قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من ذنب أجدر أن يؤجل الله تعالى لصاحبه العقوبة في الدنيا مع ما يدخر له في الآخرة مثل البغي والقطيعة الرحم. Where the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, there isn't a sin that is more befitting for the retribution to be hastened for the individual, that Allah will hasten the retribution and the punishment for the individual in this life, in this dunya, with that which is in store for him in the akhirah still remaining in punishment, are the baghi and the one that severs ties and is undutiful to their parents. Number four. And what was the last hadith we mentioned, Ikhwan? Somebody restate the last hadith on Abu Bakr. And why did I mention that hadith? What was the last hadith we mentioned? Naam, there isn't a sin more befitting that is hastened as a form of retribution before the hereafter with what? In the dunya, with that which is in the hereafter waiting for him. Then the one who transgresses and the one who cuts the ties of kinship. And the cuts of ties of kinship is not just your parents here in this hadith. It's your relatives. But that which is more severe and awla are your parents, your mother and your father. Number four. From the ill effects of being undutiful to your parents, أَنَّهَا أَسْبَابُ دُخُلِ النَّارِ. That is from the means, وَيَذُمْ بِاللَّهِ, and from the causes of entering the fire. And this is understood. This is understood from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr. Again, do you see the similarity, the companions, the younger companion again? Abdullah ibn Amr, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهُمَا عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالْ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ عَاقٌ وَلَا مَنَّانٌ وَلَا مُدْمِنُ الْخَمَرِ. Where he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the one that is undutiful to their parents, severs ties with their parents, will not enter Jannah. Meaning what? They'll enter what? Nar, وَيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. And likewise, the mannan, the one that reminds you of how he has done this and that for you, to torment you. I did this for you last week. I gave you this the other month, to torment you. We have today, some people will say, okay, here's a gift. Well, yaddakhir hadha gift, he stores this gift in his head. A week later, I gave you a gift last week. Tormenting him, making him feel guilty. This is the mannan. And also contesting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who with all his rights, subhanahu, reminds us of his virtues upon us. وَمُدْمِنْ خَمْرٍ مُدْمِنُ خَمْرٍ. And the one, the drunkard. Not just the one, the drunkard. So from this hadith, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, barakallahu fikum, it's clearly understood that the one who severs ties with their parents is from the means of entering the fire. Number five. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us and give us the tawfiq to be good to our parents and dutiful to them, Muslim or non-Muslim. Number five, from the most frightening ramifications and ill effects of being undutiful to your parents is the istijaba to da'wati al-walid ala waladihi al-aq. And that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the supplication, or the dua rather, that the father makes upon his son that has severed ties with him and is undutiful to him. Allah will accept that dua. Because no doubt, the parent is the one that has the most compassion for the child, sah? So when the abd, the father, makes dua against the child, it shows the severity of that which the child has done. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thalathu da'watin mustajabat. There are three supplications or du'as that are accepted. Three invocations that are accepted. Lahun, la shakka fihin, tawkeed. There's no doubt that they will be accepted. No doubt. Da'watul mazloom. The supplication of the one that is oppressed. And he oppressed according to the shara. Oppressed according to the boundaries Allah has set in his Quran and the sunnah of Rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number two. Wa da'watul musafir. and the supplication or the dua of the one that is traveling. That's from the rahmah of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. As-safar qita'atu min al-adhab. That traveling is a portion of punishment, and it's difficult. And Allah, from His mercy, has made that the dua of the traveler is accepted. وَالثَّالِثِ وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدْ عَلَى وَلَدِهِ وَدَعْوَةُ الْوَالِدِ الْوَالِدْ عَلَى وَلَدِهِ. And the dua of the father against his son. So when the child has severed ties with his mother or father, he has fallen into two aspects of this hadith. Which one? Da'wah to mazloom. His father and mother are oppressed. Yes or no? And what else? The explicit mentioning of? Are you well? No, any one of you two. Are you well? Afwan? Naam. Yes. The oppression in general. So the oppression in general and oppression specifically are mentioned in this hadith. So you can put your notes, the dhulm al-aam and dhulm al-khas. The general oppression for whoever, and the specific oppression of the parents are alluded to here in this hadith due to its severity. And we know the hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, ittaqi wattaqi da'wat al-madhloom, fear the supplication of the oppressed one, فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ حِجَابٍ. There is no barrier between it being answered and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Na'am, this should be frightening for anyone who fears Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And if you have severed ties with your parents and cut ties with your parents and you're with us today, leave the masjid and text your mother. That's more obligatory upon you. Leave this dars and go and give your mother a call. And connect that link. Build that link. Because the ramifications of al-qati'ah, the ramifications of severing ties is indeed severe. Another statement that is also frightening from one of the Sahaba, which is muta'alliq, connected to this, the statement of Abi al-Darda, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَدَعْوَةَ الْيَتِيمِ وَدَعْوَةَ الْمَظْلُومِ فَإِنَّهَا تَسْرِي بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسِ نِيَامٍ. He said, radiyallahu an, fear, be cautious regarding the supplication of the orphan that's been oppressed by taking his wealth that belongs to him and abusing the trust that you've been entrusted with regarding the orphan. Wada'watul mazloom, and the dua of the one that is being oppressed, and this incorporates whom? The parents, foremost. فَإِنَّهَا تَسِي, because that dua, it travels by night. It moves quick by night when the people are sleeping. So you oppress your mother in the day, your mother that is righteous, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dutiful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and she's doing qiyam al-layl, and she's praying at night, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what you have done to her after what she has gone through with you, and she makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you're sleeping, riyadun billah. Enough is this for us to take heed and examine ourselves. Me, first of all, my elders and my respected brothers and sisters Second of all, how are we with our mothers? How are we with our fathers? And correct our mistake whilst we still have time. Number six. But before I go into number six, we're still on number five as it relates to oppressing the mother or oppressing the father. And more so this occurs when they have reached an elderly age, when they may be weak, vulnerable, in need of you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِمَّ يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبْرِ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. And when one or both of them, your parents, have reached an old age, yani that age of vulnerability, do not say uff to them. Do not say anything or do anything that will harm them. So they've reached this old age. Mujahid rahimullah ta'ala yaqul lima tumitu anhuma min al-adha. Is that which when your parents reach an old age in their 80s, for example, and you try and cleanse the remnants of them going to the bathroom min al-khala wal-bawl, from urine or what happens due to their age. And when you cleanse that and you clean that, don't say uff to them. Don't say a word that will embarrass and humiliate them. Don't show tadajjur. Don't show any type of displeasure. كَمَا كَانَ لَيَقُلَانَهُ فِيمَا كَانَ يُمِطَانِ عَنْكَ مِنَ الْخَلَى وَالْبَوْلِ. Just like they never said that harsh word to you when you were a child, a baby, every single one of us, and you urinated, you messed yourself, soiled yourself, and the mother, first of all, of course, and the father cleaned you up without oof. When your parents reach that age of need, that from the qadr of Allah, the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they've reached that age, and that which occurs with them occurs with them. May Allah preserve them and keep them healthy. But if they're in that condition, remember what they did for you. لا تقول لهما أوف. Don't oppress them by saying أوف, because this is from عقوق. This is from being undutiful to the ones that cleaned you up when you were messed, when you had mess on you. That cleaned you up when you were soiled as a child. And subhanallah, those of you that are fathers and those of you that are mothers, you even think it's cute. Yes or no? Ah, he soiled himself. Yes or no? And then the mother smiles. So do likewise for your parents. Maintain their honor. لا تقول لهما أوف. Do not say anything to them that's disrespectful or harmful. As is mentioned here by Mujahid, rahimullah ta'ala. And likewise, an athar from Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, pertaining to when your parents reach that old age, which those who Allah gives long life from amongst us will do so and be of that age as well. He said, rahimullah, and this is a principle I hold, Allahu A'lam, not just for your parents, but all of your brothers and your sisters, your Muslim brothers, your Muslim sisters, your neighbor, and so forth, your children. Qala Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimullahu ta'ala, إِذَا دَعَتْكَ قُدْرَتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ إِلَى مَظْلَمَةٍ فَذْكُرْ قُدْرَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ. If you have a problem that you have this eagerness and this ability and want and yearning to oppress others, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimullahu ta'ala, he said,
that
if your ability, and here I'm talking your ability over your parents, your strength over your parents, they're weaker now. If that invites you, your ability, your kudra, invites you to oppress them or to oppress people, umuman, then remember the kudra of Allah upon you. Remember the complete ability of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala upon you. If it's difficult, beautiful advice. Sahih wa la? From Umar ibn Abdulaziz, rahimullah. And that includes if you feel you have a power over this brother who may be vulnerable. And that power, that qudra that you have invites you to oppress him, remember the qudra that Allah has over you. You have that qudra regarding your wife, mentally and physically, and you want that qudra, that ability cause you to oppress her or treat her ill in an ill way, remember the qudra of Allah upon you. Remember the retribution. You have the qudra over your husband, maybe he's ill, or he has some terminal illness, or he's weak, and you think it's time, oh sister, to start speaking down to your husband in that state. And that qudra, oh sister, that ability that you have over your husband, it gives you an invitation to oppress him. Remember the qudra of Allah upon you. Number six, from the ramifications of severing ties and being undutiful to one's parents is that the barakah from his life is stripped from him. The blessings and barakah of his life is stripped from him, as mentioned by some of the ulama, and others have said that he's devoid of the virtues of having an increased life of khair by obeying his parents. So he misses out in that barakah and that blessing. And that is from the hadith of Anas ibn Malik, radiyallahu ta'ala an. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أن يمد له في عمره ويزاد في رزقه فليبر والديه وليصل رحمه. وهي said صلى الله عليه وسلم, which is in a musnad of Imam Ahmed and in Shu'ab of Al-Bayhaqi, that a messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever pleases him, yani who wants, their life to be extended and their provisions to be increased, then be dutiful to your parents and keep the ties of kinship. The ulama, as I've mentioned, two explanations of this. And because of time, I'll just mention the explanation of one of the ulama of Hind, Sindi, rahimullah, in his Hashia of Sunan Ibn Majah, volume number 1, page 47, for those who want to go back to its specific wordings, but I'll summarize it. He said, rahimullah, Hafidh Sindi, he says, لا يزيدوا في عمر, that he mentioned another narration, which I didn't quote today, but it has the same meaning. And that is that somebody's life would not be extended except through dutifulness, being dutiful to one's parents. Okay? So he mentioned this topic of the life being extended, the age and so forth, due to one being righteous and dutiful to their parents. He said, number one, إِمَّا لِعَنَّ الْبَارْ يَنْتَفِعُ بِعُمْرِهِ وَإِنْ قَلْ. Beautiful. And this is one of the opinions of the ulama, section of the ulama. And that is that in this hadith, or these various narrations, I've got about four or five, but I've just quoted one. In these various narrations pertaining to the increase of one's life and age regard when they're dutiful to their parents, he says either that the one that is dutiful to his parents benefits from his life. يَنْتَفِعُ بِعُمْرِهِ. And that's a barakah. He benefits from his life, even if he has a short life. Even if he's 25 and he dies, he benefits from his life. due to him being dutiful to his parents. So therefore, the opposite occurs. That the person that is not being dutiful to their parents, they do not have this intifa', this benefit and barakah in their life, short be it or long. And then he says, number two, وَإِمَّا لِأَنَّهُ يُزَادُ لَهُ فِي الْعُمْرِ حَقِيقَةً. Well, that which is attended, again, intended, and this is from some of the statements of the ulama, is that his age, he will have a long life, yani, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this understanding as well is connected to qadr, all of it. And some may say, okay, but Allah's decreed his age is kether, kether. How does being dutiful to one's parents affect that? Yes? And that's because we have a part of qadr with the qadr of the asbab, the decree of the means. For example, is the qadr of Allah whether you have a child or not? Yes or no? But what's the means? Huh? Marriage. So it's the qadr of Allah that you have an extended life, or you have this barakah, and the means is by being dutiful to your parents. Number seven, from the ramifications, is لا ينظر الله إلى العاق يوم القيامة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shun the one that is undutiful to his parents or her parents on the day of judgment, يوم القيامة, based upon the hadith. And Abdullah ibn Umar, who's Abdullah ibn Umar again? From the whom? Abadillah. Do you notice, ikhwan, all these narrations about Birr al-Walidain? A lot of them mentioned by the younger companions, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu anhuma, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاثة لا ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة العاق لوالديه ومدمن الخمر والمنان عطاه. And that is that he said, عليه الصلاة والسلام, there are three categories of people that Allah would not look at them, يعني shun them, on the day of judgment. And the first he mentioned is al-aq, the one that severs ties with his parents, the one that is undutiful to his parents. Wa mudmin al-khamr, the drunkard. Wal mannan, the one who reminds everyone of their favors that he has done for them. Three categories. Allah will not look at them. And Zajjaj, who's from the ulama of Logha, mentioned taqulu, yani al-arab, تقول يعني العرب فلان لا ينظر إلى فلان. The Arabs, they say, this person didn't look at that person. ولا يكلمه, and he didn't speak to him. Why? معناه أنه غضبان عليه. It's an indication that he is angry with him. So we can take from that the one who is undutiful to their parents or severs ties with their parents receives the anger of Allah. Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is also mentioned by Al-Sindi again, rahimullah, in his Hashia, volume 5, page 84. In his Hashia, and this time is the Hashia of An-Nasa'i, ayy, لا ينظر الله إليهم, Allah will not look at them, أي نظر الرحمة, Allah will not look at them with a look of mercy. أولا وإلا فلا يغيب أحد عن نظره والمؤمن المرحوم بالآخرة قطعا. And he, no one is escapes his vision, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's not what's intended here. But that which is intended is that the person will be distanced from the mercy. You will not receive that look of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. Number eight. And that is لا يقبل الله عز وجل منهم صرفا ولا عدلا. صرفا ولا عدلا. And that is that the one that is undutiful to their parents, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept from them sarf, just put sarf in Arabic, and adl. And we explain that inshallah after we quote the hadith. And that is based upon the hadith of Abi Umama radiyallahu an, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ثلاثة لا يقبل الله عز وجل منهم صرفا ولا عدلا آق ومنان ومكذب مكذب بالقدر. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام that three Allah will not accept from them صرفا ولا عدلا. He will not accept from them صرف and عدلا. What does that mean? Number one, الحسن البصري رحمه الله تعالى, he said الصرف أي النافلة, non-obligatory acts. والعدل الفريضة. العدل الفريضة يعني obligatory acts. Number two, the جمهور of the ulama say the opposite, that صرف is obligatory acts and العدل non-obligatory acts. Number three, some of the ulama have said التوبة, الصرف is a tawbah. That صرف is a tawbah, will not be accepted from them. والعدل الفدية, a redemption. Number four, some of the ulama have explained قيل لا تقبل فريدته ولا نافلة قبول الرضا, that their obligatory acts and their non-obligatory acts will not be accepted from them with an acceptance of pleasure from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning jaza'an, yani they've done their job, their salah, it's written that they've completed the salah, but the qubul is not qubul or rida. The acceptance is non-acceptance of pleasure. Whereas the salah, when one does the salah, one hopes that from it Allah is pleased with them, sahih Allah. According to this explanation from the ulama, they said that this is the meaning of sarf al-adla. Number five, as some of the ulama have mentioned from Manawi and all the other ulama in the shuruhat, these narrations, meaning to kafiru dhunubihima, that particular act, or these acts that we're going to mention, these three acts or sins that we're going to mention, the obligatory acts of worship and the non-obligatory acts of worship, will not wipe it away. La tukaffir, which is severe, yes or no? So now let's, after that understanding of the meaning of sarf wa adla, let's go back to the hadith, shall we? Abi Umama radiallahu an, he said, three, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, three categories of people, it will not be accepted from them, sarfan wala adla, and we know the meaning, yes or no? The first one, aq, the one that severs ties of kinship, the one that is undutiful to their parents. Number two, and mannan, the one that reminds his brother or his sister or her sister of the favors to torment them. وَمُكَذِّبُ بِالْقَدْرِ, and the one that denies decree. The one that denies decree. And this hadith is Hassan, حَسَّنَهُ الْإِمَامَ الْأَلْبَانِي فِي السُنَّة of Ibn Abi Asim, rahimullah. So therefore, the person, we can summarize, the person who, barakallahu fikum, is undutiful to their parents or severs ties with their parents, their obligatory salah is not going to help them with that sin. Their non-obligatory acts are not going to help them with that sin. The acts that they do whilst they're in that sin will be accepted as regards to it being placed as you've prayed or you've given zakat. But laysa ala qubuli rida, but not in the acceptance of pleasure, which is a punishment in itself.
Allah protect us. Number 9. From the ramifications and ill effects of severing ties with one's parents and being undutiful to them, is that the aq liwalidayhi, the one that is undutiful to his parents, he has this intizar of barakah min rizqihi. The barakah and the blessings from his provisions is stripped away from him. It's stripped away from him. Based upon the hadith of Anas ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, man ahabba an yubasata lahu fi rizqihi wa an yunsa'a lahu fi atharihi falyasil rahimah. Where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in this hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, and also in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, authenticated in the Sunan by Imam al-Albani, but it's in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim al-Kulin, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever loves that his provisions will be expanded, yani with barakah, there will be an expansion in his provisions, and an expansion in his life, then let him keep the ties of kinship. And this is not just for your parents. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, rahimahu, i.e. his relatives, his uncle, his auntie, his sister, his brother. But the foremost that's applied in this hadith, or indicated in this hadith, are the parents, the mother, and the father. Naam. Number 10. I began the 10 with the first one with the most frightening. Sahih Allah. And I'll end number 10 with one that is equally frightening. Number 10, which is equally frightening as one of the ramifications and ill effects of being undutiful to one's parents. أن من قطع الرحم الله يقطعه. That the one who cuts off ties of kinship, and in that being undutiful to their parents, Allah will cut him off. And this is based upon the hadith of Abi Hurairah رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, خلق الله الخلق, Allah created the creation, فلما فرغ منه قامت الرحم, and when he finished it, the kinship stood up, فأخذ بحفو الرحمن فقال, and he said لها, Allah said to the kinship, the ties, ما, what's wrong? قالت هذا مقام العائذ بك من القطيع. He said that this is the station of one who is seeking refuge in you for the one who has severed me. Yani severed the ties of kinship. قالت, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, ألا ترضين أن أصل من وصلك وأقطع من قطعك. Would you not like, would you be pleased if I connect with the one who connects with you? Will you not be pleased if I cut off the one that cuts you off? قالت بلى, and the kinship, that tie, said, yes, indeed. بلى يا ربي. قال فذاك لك. قال فذاك لك, and this is for you. So from this hadith, it shows that the one who cuts ties with their parents, cuts ties with their relatives, is undutiful to their parents, Allah will cut them off. And the one who connects, Allah will connect with them. What does that mean? Man wasalaha. The one who connects with their relatives or their parents, Allah will connect with them. What does that mean? Al-Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, I'm going to mention three or four different parts to this. The first one, Al-Imam At-Tabari, bi-idhnillah. Al-Imam At-Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, ma'na wasala Allah ta'ala abdahu. The meaning of Allah connecting with his servant, either wasala rahimahu, if he connects with his ties of kinship, fahuwa ta'attafahu alayhi bifadlihi. Allah will be gentle and kind with him from his virtue, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imma fi ajilin, either hastily in this dunya, or ajil akhirah, or in the hereafter. That's the reward. Wal Arab taqul, and he said, the Arabs, they say, إِذَا تَصِلَ رَجُلٌ عَلَىٰ آخَرْ بِمَالٍ أَوْ هِبَىٰ وَصَلَ فُلَانٌ فُلَانًا بِكَذَىٰ. That the Arabs will say that if somebody tafaddala, malish, إِذَا تَفَضَّلَ, that when somebody is kind to another individual by giving him money or giving him presents, gifts, it is said, according to the language of the Arabs, wasala fulan fulan, kether kether. So wasal is being kind. Allah will be kind to you if you keep the ties of kinship. If you keep the ties of kinship with your parents and your relatives. And because of time and the tiredness in the face of my beloved, what does Allah cutting off from his abd mean? Man qata'aha, yani rahim, qata'ahu Allah, as mentioned in another narration. Whoever severs ties with the kinship, cuts it off, Allah will cut them off. What does that mean? Ali al-Qari, from the ulama, I believe, from the 11th generation of hadith, he said, qata'ahu Allah ay min rahmatihi. That Allah will cut him off from his mercy. Ash-shamila. Allah will cut him off for his encompassing mercy. Wa inayatihi al-kamila. Allah will cut him off for his care, his complete care, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa fihi tahdidun. And in it is a threat. Shadidun. A severe threat. Wa'idun. A threat, a warning. Balighun, that is overwhelming, that the one who cuts ties with their parents is undutiful to them. He performs aq, falls into aq, distances himself from his mother and father, cuts the ties. Allah will cut him. May cut off from him, ayyi, cut him off from his encompassing mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that. And in the hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, قالت أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الرحم شجنة الرحم شجنة من الله فمن وصلها وصله الله ومن قطعها قطعه الله. That the ties is shujna, and it means is extracted from the name of Allah, الرحم الرحمن. So it's befitting that the one does not connect, does not keep ties of that rahim, does not keep ties of kinship, he's devoid of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has for the muttaqeen, that Allah has for the righteous. And the ulama have explained that shujna, as is mentioned by Imam At-Tabari rahimahullahu ta'ala, shudna, yani ar-rahim, yani ties, is a shudna min Allah, yani shudna min ismillahi ar-rahman, is extracted from the name of Allah ar-rahman. Another meaning they mention here, Imam At-Tabari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he says shujna from the statement, shajina fulanun ala fulan. Shajina fulanun ala fulan, idha hazin. Meaning, is as if the rahim is sad. That the ties, the kinship is sad because you severed it. So that is the meaning of shujna, something that is sad. Shajina rajulun fulani, and he showed him that he's sad. In conclusion, I want to add, my dear beloved brothers, that some of us may have parents that are non-Muslims, parents that do not pray. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide them to rushd, to guide them to tawheed wa sunnah, and take all of us upon that. Some of us may have parents that sin, but this does not nullify their rights of being dutiful, gentle, and kind to them. Maymun ibn Mihran, he said, قال ثلاث تؤدي إلى البر والفاجر. Three areas or three things have to be given to the righteous or the wretched. Both of them deserve and have the right to receive these three things. Number one, he said, الرحم توصل برة كانت أو فاجرة. That the ties of kinship should be maintained whether the person is wretched or righteous. والأمانة تؤدى إلى البر والفاجر. And your trust should be implemented and given. And you should, when you're entrusted to something, you fulfill. The fulfillment of your trust, or the trust that someone has entrusted you with, should be fulfilled. Whether that person is al-bar, righteous or fajr. Wal-ahdu yuwaffa lil-bar wal-fajr. And promises should be kept to the righteous or the wretched. So my dear beloved brothers, in concluding also in this point number 10, as Ibn Uthaymeen rahimullahu ta'ala, he said, the one who wants, if you want, Allah to connect you with His mercy and His virtues and His blessings, and every single, وَكُلُّ إِنسَانٍ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَصِلُهُ اللَّهُ. Every individual wants that, that has sanity. Then keep the ties of kinship. And if you want Allah to cut you off, وَإِيَّاذُ بِاللَّهِ, from His mercy, from care, then cut the ties of kinship. The affair returns to you. Every single one of us will be questioned and taken to account for that which we do in this dunya. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يوفق الجميع على ما يحبه ويرضى. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all to that which He loves and that which He's pleased with, and that He makes us die upon ta'a, obedience, and upon righteousness. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hayakumullah. The questioner asks, I'll answer a couple of questions, inshallah, if I can. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Is there ever a situation that you can mention the favor you've done for someone, if it's not to torment them, but to remind them to have gratitude? Your question is exactly what this hadith warns against. I need the tone in the question. Something has happened, Allahu A'lam, and you're not pleased. So no, there isn't a situation where you torment somebody or you mention and remind them of that which you have done. You take your reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنْ نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. And this was the way of the Anbiya wa Rusul, the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam. We don't want from you any reward. We don't want any gratitude from you. We don't need it. Yes, of no doubt, it's nice that one is grateful to you. But the fundamental reason why you have done that which you have done, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we hope, is to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave the affair to Allah. Maintain your duty. Do not break your duty at the expense of others. No one is worth that. Wallahu a'lam. Show me the narration. Inshallah. How to manage relationships. Question, how to manage relationship? How to manage your relationship or a relationship or relationships with parents who dislike your practicing wife and cause conflict, any marital conflict due to their disdain for Islam. I mean, the first thing is that I advise the questioner to be patient and to fulfill your duty as a son, or your duty, clearly here, as a son, and to also cultivate your wife upon that as well, to be patient. What I advise is to take that approach of, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, idfa billati hiya ahsan, to return that which is better. Get your wife to buy them gifts, and your mother to cook with your mother when you go to a house, which you should do for meals. Take your wife with you, have your wife come early to aid your mother in cooking. And when you have finished eating, you both aid your mother in cleaning up, washing the dishes, letting her sit down before you sit down, being kind to her, and show her the manners of the practicing person. Show her the fruits of your tamassuk, the fruits of your clinging to the truth.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu A'lam. Do that which you can, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, to show the good etiquettes that you have gained from, you know, and your wife has gained from studying the biography of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shama'il characteristics of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the etiquettes of Aisha radiallahu anha, and the female companions as well. Yani showed an example of how that is, and perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala softened their hearts. And don't forget to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to soften their hearts. Do not cut ties of kinship with them. Maintain that and encourage your family with patience, as indeed there is great reward. Inna Allaha ma'a sabireen. Verily Allah aids and supports those who are patient. The final question I'm going to answer, and I'll leave the rest for the Sheikh Abu Khadija's coming at 6 p.m. inshallah. And that is, my father is a criminal and I find it hard to respect him. What advice do you give? This is for whether it's your father or your husband, for the sister. And that is, we go back to the essence of your obedience to your husband. Why are you obedient to your husband? And the essence of keeping the ties of kinship. Why are you keeping the ties of kinship with your father? And when we reflect, we realize the essence is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whether your father is a criminal or not, that doesn't change. So you maintain the ties of kinship and make dua for your father. Advise him. This is from birr. This is from being dutiful to your father, to advise him. Bring him to the masajid. Introduce him to people of righteousness and obedience. And be patient, and no doubt also make dua for him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and him. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Hayakum Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.